And then another detail, but the resurrection of the Lord Jesus was a resurrection from among the dead. That was also completely against the expectations of the disciples. They had heard about a resurrection on the last day, but not about a resurrection from among the dead. That means that even among the righteous, one person would rise and the others would remain in the tomb. So the Lord Jesus, he really rose from among the dead. Again, something which was against the understanding of the disciples. Now, having talked about the various evidences, here I just put one a bit more technical slide, but if you want to prove forensically that something is right or wrong, here are different factors for the evaluation of a hypothesis, whether it's right or wrong. And these are methods which are used. And for example, which interpretation explains more indicators or evidences in terms of quantity and range? Which interpretation gives the evidence a greater significance in terms of quality? Which interpretation is more plausible? Which interpretation seems less arranged? And finally, what interpretation conflicts with less accepted beliefs? And it's interesting, and we did this study once in Germany and really used these points I mention here and really looked at the various evidence and try to see how the agreement is between a hypothesis and these claims. And you see very quickly that the belief in the physical bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus explains, of course, best really the various evidence which you find. Now, what are the alternative theories which have been proposed? One is the stolen body of the Lord Jesus, stolen by the disciples, or another variant that Joseph of Arimathea displaced the body and put it elsewhere. You can, to some extent, explain the empty tomb, yes. But the other two points I mentioned, the apparitions of the Lord Jesus and the bold testimony of the disciples, it doesn't make any sense. If they had stolen the body, they would have been fearful. They wouldn't have been witnesses as they have been. So therefore, this hypothesis is actually not any longer taken serious. Secondly, the swoon theory. That means the Lord Jesus did not really die. I mentioned earlier, also here, we read in the Gospels what had happened. The side of the Lord Jesus has been pierced. And that the Lord Jesus would have come out of the grave without having been really dead, just in a state of weakness. All this doesn't make sense. And of course, in relation to this, if it would have been so, why wouldn't he have continued his ministry? Why we have only the apparitions then for the 40 days, but not beyond? This cannot be explained. And finally, the appearances of Jesus were just hallucinations. Now, this is actually something which is, let's say, most often said by unbelievers, those who don't believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, as the explanation. And here I want to give a few more points. First of all, hallucinations occur to people with a vivid imagination, but not to people who are really down to earth, like Peter, a fisherman, yeah, or someone like Thomas, who was very much after evidence. He would not believe without. He was not a man who would just, you know, easily have a vision and just accept it. No, he wanted to really get the evidence and then believe. Hallucinations tend to be of expected events and not of events which are completely unexpected. I pointed out earlier that it was indeed unexpected by the disciples. So that they would have a hallucination about it is completely unreasonable. They normally reoccur over a relatively long period of time. These are just a few points which I put here, which psychologists who look into such issues put together and say this is characteristic. And then you can use this and say, okay, what do we find in relation to the appearance of the Lord Jesus? And you see immediately this doesn't make any sense. And then they would not have led to believe in the resurrection. Hallucination is a bit related to the previous point I mentioned, because it was something so unexpected by the disciples. So having put this together, we see easily that indeed the best explanation for the evidence is the fact that the Lord Jesus rose again. And if someone questions it, we can easily follow up a little bit on the points I put up here and try to help. Of course, we will most likely realize that many people have made up their minds beforehand, before they really want to study the evidence. But that is, of course, not honest. But if someone is honest about the matter and really wants to understand the evidence, then this can be helpful. So, another question I want still to briefly refer to without being too long, but other questions are sometimes brought up. Are there not contradictions in the biblical account, and can the account therefore be taken serious? Well, some examples I give here. When you compare the different resurrection accounts, sometimes you find angels mentioned or young men are mentioned, and sometimes one, sometimes two persons. Now, this is again not contradicting itself. The angel often obviously looked like a man. Therefore, one gospel writer can refer to an angel, another one can speak about him as a man. And apparently one was more prominent in speaking and the other one not. But when Matthew speaks about two, it has always to do with testimony, which had to be confirmed. Then questions in relation to Mary of Magdala and the woman. We find them sometimes together, as at the beginning of Matthew 28. Then we find only the woman, as in the following verses. We find only Mary, as in John's Gospel. We find that in one case, it was said, touch me not. In the other case, touch me. And we have seen in the morning what the spiritual meaning of this is, which is indeed important. So as we look into the details, we realize quickly something about the beauty of the message of the Gospels and how really God is teaching us through these differences as well. And then questions on the sequence of events. Now, we don't have the time now to put them in detail together. I have a slide in German which gives the details. I had not the time to translate it, but it's very nice to see that indeed one can fit it all very well together.